And now this is a dictation for Marilyn, Marilyn Goodwin, Goodwin, January 5, 1940. I saw Mrs. Goodwin, comes accompanied with son. She has autoimmune hemolytic anemia on low-dose steroids, prior ITP, which has not been active, progressive memory issues, dementia, prior falls with fracture. She's unsteady but refuses to use a walker. Weight is stable around 182. Appetite is fair. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. She's having problems chewing meat or hard vegetables. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, incontinence or nocturia. Stable edema, trying to do low salt. Limited mobility, but not chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no cough, sputum production. Blood pressure at home fluctuates in the 140s, 170s, over 60s to 90s. Arthritis of the hands, knees, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the HCTC, Zocor, Losartan, Prednisone, Metoprolol, Metformin, a number of vitamins. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 174 down to 60. Actually, you can hear it all the way down to zero on the left side, the last cuff, and that represents lightly atherosclerosis, stiffness of the arteries. On a standing 158.60 and 170.60, so no significant drop. There is bilateral carotid bruise, frequent premature beats, prior EKGs does not show AFib, no pericardial rap, does have a systolic murmur, probably aortic stenosis, overweight of the abdomen, no gross femoral bruise, strong popliteal pulses, although decreased distally, 2+ edema, but no gangrene cyanosis, deformity arthritis of the hands, some degree of kyphosis, normal speech. Next paragraph, prior chemistries, July creatinine up to 1.2, baseline is 0.9 to 1, that needs to be repeated. Hemoglobin is stable around 10.5. Absolute reticulocyte in the 100,000 appears appropriately low, appropriately, but in the low side. There has been low sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium, glucose fasting in the 117, or A1C at 5.1, high triglyceride 224, a normal cholesterol, LDL, HDL in the low site at 43, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Autoimmune, hemolytic anemia, low-dose prednisone, clinically stable. Next number, history of ITP, does not appear to be active. Next number, chronic exposure to steroids. Next number, memory issues, dementia. Next number, multiple falls, no postural blood pressure change, prior humeral fracture. Next number, systolic hypertension of the elderly, likely atherosclerosis. Next number, acute kidney injury, repeat chemistries, further workup depending on results. Next number, hyperglycemia on metformin. Next number, hyperlipidemia on treatment. Next number, carpotunnel, clinically stable, does not want to follow with neurology. Next number, heart murmurs, carotid bruise, begin with an echocardiogram, might need to do a carotid Doppler. Next number, comments, all issues discussed with the patient, the physical findings, the plan of action, remains on a high dose of on a maximal dose of losartan and HCTC. We have a space to increase on metformin or adding a fourth agent. The importance of salt restriction, we will monitor low sodium concentration. Come back on the next few months, end of dictation.